First parak of Tyrus 8 Mishnah. The Kretzer Shoyse Tchila, he had this piece of dough that was a Mishnah Latumah, the Hishuk Lo Aferis, and then afterward you stuck on other ones to it, Kulam Tchila. They all considered the same status, the Mishnah Latumah, because they're considered part of it. But here, since they didn't get Tumah from an outside source, just the Tumah was because it became a part of this thing which is Mishnah Latumah, get separated, then this is a tchila, and they all become shniyah satumah. Ha'isa shniyah, it was a second level of tumah. Hishavah cheres kulam shniyahs. They all have the same status of this. Polshu, he shniyah v'kulam shlishas. If he separated afterwards, this is a shniyah, and the other ones are shlishas satumah because they lose their, they go down one level because they're not the thing itself, they're just on the touch, the shame. It was a shlish of the tumah, and you stuck other ones onto it, then this remains a shlishis, but the other ones are tahayres. Why? Because we're talking about shuma, and shuma cannot, the shlish does not affect other pieces of shuma. So here, kulam tahayres, even when it's stuck on. It's a chiddush, there'll be room to say, once it's stuck on, it has the same status. It's like, no, even that which it gets tumah when it's stuck on, it's only if the initial piece is susceptible of being matam, then what level is it? We say the level that it gets is the same level as the initial thing that it was stuck on to. But if the thing it was stuck on to cannot be matam anything, any truma, then even when it's stuck onto it, the other pieces remain tall.